If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Spider-Man, I do believe, is still the biggest movie in the entire world, but let's not go ahead and forget for a moment that spiders are actually in our real lives on a daily basis, causing us grave harm. And we talked about this woman that was bit 14 times by what appeared to be some sort of a calculated attack from spiders.
She was just sitting by a fire and a bunch of spiders crawled up her leg. I think she almost lost her leg and her life.
Yeah, she, and that was like days after the fact, because she goes, at first it was just kind of annoying and itchy, and then all of a sudden I think her blood started clotting or something.
Yeah, and Kevin Ryder almost died.
That guy took a brown recluse right on the back, and his back looked like someone spilled battery acid all over it. I saw it.
I think people like Spider-Man because it's the only spider bite success story.
So, it really is. If you think about the real ones that we're dealing with, we'll take your calls in a moment. Real-life spider bites. This is going to freak people out. And if you're already someone who's freaked out by spiders like my wife, this was one time we had a spider on the ceiling above our bed.
No! If it drops into the bed, I will f***ing kill you. Be smart.
That's when she told me to make sure I got rid of it. And then when I went to try to swat it, which is very hard to kill a spider on the ceiling.
Ceiling spiders are maniacal. They know what they're doing.
It fell into the bed and then crawled off. And I had to pretend that I had one I had to basically pretend that I got it and put it in the toilet. And then she goes, let me see the body. Show me the body. And I didn't have a body to show her. So
you sure don't.
So we moved. So we moved. Then there was this woman who left this message just this past week on the goat line about real life spider bites.
He got bit by a spider on his face. His face swelled up. He was in the hospital for 9 days. And he actually had to get surgery to remove part of his cheek inside. He had sepsis. And then he ended up going to MRSA. Then he came out of the hospital after 9 days. A week later, he got bit on his tummy, and he had to go to urgent care, and they had to cut around on his tummy. Mm. So spider bites are very dangerous. Spider bites, spider bites. You don't want to get bit by a spider.
So that
better than Jake's version.
That is, here's Jake's version as we officially get into a round of something that we are calling spider bites, but Jake is somehow calling still spider stuff. It's time for spider bites.
Spidey bite, spidey bite. I have a friend that got bit by a spider. Spider bite, spider bite. You don't want to get bit by a spider.
Hey, Pedro, if it feels like spiders are everywhere this time of year, it's because they are. It must be spider breeding season or something, because webs are everywhere. Go ahead, Pedro, what happened to you? Real-life spider encounters.
Hey, what's up, Klein? So I was sitting under a tree. A spider came down, landed on my nose. I felt a bite. Bam, I whacked it. I seen it fall. Immediately started breaking out into hives. Ended up going to urgent care. Almost died. They told me that then and there, I was allergic to spider bites, and never again.
So you immediately started breaking out in hives. What did they give you, anti-venom or something in the urgent care?
I mean, honestly, I don't even know. I was kind of already like, when I was breaking out to hives, my throat was closing too.
Ooh.
So at that point, I'm just like, you know, I was laying down on the gurney, and my mom kind of took care of everything else, so... most likely.
You still don't know what kind of spider it was? I know for you, it probably doesn't even matter.
Yeah, correct. I'm not too sure. I kind of felt that bite. I smacked it. I seen something fall on the floor. I'm like, oh, that's a spider.
So you didn't even kill it?
I hope I did.
Still out there going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, you got a bite and got away. That's all right, well, that's and also, does that mean you're allergic to all spiders? Because I'm sure there's some that you're, I mean, that's got to freak you the F out now on top of everything. I think, right. Allie, your biggest fear is what, a spider crawls inside of your vagina while you sleep and lays eggs?
The laying of the eggs.
Is it in the vagina or the ear? Which one is your?
Any.
Oh, any hole,
orifice.
All hole.
Yeah, and even if I feel like a scratching in my ear or any kind of thing that feels off, that's my first thought is there's a spider laying eggs in my ear. But are you terrified of spiders now? Oh, I mean, you must be.
Pedro, you got to go through life freaked out because you know if it gets you again, you could be game over, right?
Yeah, no, I'm super terrified. I usually have my wife kill bugs for me now.
Oh, my God. That's humiliating. That is humiliating.
And he's like, don't worry, I'm allergic.
Tammy, welcome to Spidey Bites. What happened to you?
Hi, guys. I used to live in Nashville, and they got bit by a brown recluse on my forearm. But I was okay. Like, it still hurt and it still ulcered, but it wasn't too bad. Like, no medical treatment.
But brown recluses eat away at your skin, right?
Yeah. It's an ulcer. Like, it becomes a little ulcer.
Ugh.
But it can stay small. Mine stayed small. And then it went away after a while. But apparently I had an infestation in my attic in Nashville. So when the exterminator came, he came, you know, all like covered up. He pulled the door down to the attic and all these brown recluses fell all over him, all over our stairs.
How many? Hundreds of brown recluse left. Spiders?
I mean, I would say.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
There was hundreds in our attic, but the amount that fell down was probably like 15 to 20.
Oh, no, but you should. Yeah,
so you moved out. You have to move out. I can't put everything you just said on the radio.
Oh, I am
sadly.
Out of there. If there is a brown recluse breakout in my attic.
Just living up there waiting to pounce.
That's like that movie Arachnophobia. They're all just in there.
Guys,
nesting.
A lot of people reminding us what happened when Vanessa encountered the spider in Long Beach.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
That was during the World Cup, I think. I'm not exactly
sounds
sure.
Sounds like she's riding it. Like, eggs.
She wrote that. Oh, no, it was pregnant spider. Gilbert, what happened to you? Welcome to Spidey Bites on K-Rock. Hi.
Hi, happened to my father, actually. He's in a garage in my grandparents' house, and he woke up one day with terrible pain in his manhood. I guess a spider bit him on his junk.
A spider bit his junk.
He said he didn't actually go to the hospital either. He did self-care, so what he did, he told me he went to the shower, and I guess he had like a big pus or a big boil kind of thing on his junk.
Spider
so he
junk.
Sliced it himself.
He sliced it himself?
He cut it himself. He did self-surgery on his manhood.
Oh, my.
Here's audio of this guy's father.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Dude, that is ballsy that you did that literally. without going to a doctor.
Gennaro, am I saying your name right? I can't possibly be saying that right.
Ah, sounds right.
Yep. All right, nailed it. Yes, Gennaro, welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Yeah.
Your phone is crystal clear if you're wondering. It's crystal clear.
We're right there with you, Gennaro.
Got bit by a spider.
Let me say hi to Susie. Oh, boy, this is going to freak out a lot of women. I'm gonna, once again, a warning to everyone who is afraid of spiders, and that's a lot of people. You do not want to hear what Susie has to say. Go ahead, Susie.
Hi. So I have curly hair, and like growing up, my grandma always used to tell me to comb my hair every day because a spider would lay eggs in my hair. And I spent 3 weeks in New Orleans one time, and I didn't comb my hair for like 2 weeks. And my hair started to dread, and then I found out that I had spiders and eggs in my hair.
Spider eggs in your hair.
Yeah, and spiders.
And also the accompanying spiders. lovely spider couple that had moved in.
Living in your hair.
Yes, like my hair will start to knot up and dread in 2 days because it's so curly. So, yeah, I didn't comb it for a while. And apparently where I was staying, there were a lot of spiders and nobody told me. And my grandma was right.
Wait, so how did you find out that there were spiders that had laid eggs in your hair?
I started getting bites on my head, like they started to hurt. Because at first I just thought like my head was itching
right.
Because I hadn't washed it in forever or whatever. But, yeah, and then I started feeling like bumps and bites, and so I had my son comb through my hair and detangle me, and it took like 7 hours, and I had spider eggs.
Oh, man, that's going to freak out a lot of people.
And I guess it's the same process as getting lice out, right? You just kind of comb it out?
I think you got to burn. You got to burn your whole head.
You
got
to shave your head.
Shave it. Shave and burn, because if
move
not.
Move bodies.
Hey, Gladys?
Close. Gladys.
You guys are doing great with names this morning.
All right, Gladys. Yes, go ahead. Hi, welcome to K-Rock. Did you guys really think her name was Gladys? I didn't even knew before I said it wasn't going to be Gladys, but it's written here, so I assume maybe she goes by Gladys.
This is making us not Gladys.
Gladys, I'm sorry, Gladys. What is your story?
My dad went out fishing with his buds in the ocean. I guess his jacket had a spider in it. It bit him about 3 times. They were drinking out there. Something happened. They brought him back to shore. The lifeguard saw all the open bottles and just said, "You guys are drunk." Didn't believe them. Something was wrong. Eventually, when they did call the ambulance and he got to the hospital, they ID'd what kind of spider bit him. They hospitalized him for 4 days, suspended his license. And the doctor told him that the only reason he was alive was because his blood was diluted by all the drinking.
Oh, saved his life.
Yeah.
Booze, the hero. If not, the spider would have taken him out.
And do you know what kind of spider it was, or does he know?
It was a black widow.
Oh,
man. Yeah, we got a few black widow people on the phone as well. Ruby, you got the black widow treatment?
Yeah, I was bit by a black widow when I was 6 months old.
That's the origin story.
Yeah, right? That's a superhero.
You should be in Marvel. You should be in the universe.
I know. I think I have the antidote in me.
Cool.
So I was in the bassinet, and so I started getting really sick, and I had a fever, and they rushed me to the hospital, and my toe was really fat and purple. So my parents went home, and they looked under the bassinet, and they found this big black widow.
Ooh.
So I was in the hospital for about four months, and they had needles in my hand and everything, and my mom wouldn't leave my side.
Have you tried to, like, stop time or fly or anything like
that?
I feel like you may have something. You may have the ability to do something. Do you have any special powers in real life?
I tried to climb up the wall, but it didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a video of that effort.
Maybe it's just her toe, and it's totally useless.
Oh, man. All the power to this
my
one.
My toe is so strong.
It's one toe that went to the market. All right. Well, there you have it. Spidey Bites. What a successful round. I wish we could get to the rest of these stories, including someone. I don't want to share the... There's a vagina spider story here, Allie. It will make all of your worst nightmares come true.
No!
But we must move on, because, you know...
Before I throw up.
Yeah, everyone's already saying, I'm out. I'm turning off the show for the first time ever. I can't handle Spidey Bites. KROQ.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.